on this Father's Day 2020, we note that many are calling their fathers and giving thanks to them for their wisdom, their encouragement, their guidance in life. Some are offering up prayers to fathers who've gone before and who are now in glory. Others are reflecting. Perhaps they didn't know their father, didn't have a strong relationship with their father. And so on this day, with a diversity of feelings all around us, we pray that we could rejoice with those who are rejoicing and those who are reflecting or saddened or in grief. We pray that you would find God's peace. I'd like to turn from looking at earthly fathers to a phrase that refers to our Heavenly Father, God the Father. This has been an historical phrase in the Judeo-Christian heritage, and it refers to God the Father. You may have learned the Apostles' Creed, God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. Genesis 1 comes to mind. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and God spoke. God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that this was good. All of Genesis 1 is a beautiful, powerful, bold proclamation, a poem perhaps, but it's a theological stance on God speaking and bringing everything into being and seeing that it's good. And it allows us then to see all of heaven and earth with wonder and majesty. What a beautiful expression of God's love, God's care, God's focus. Creator creates creation, wonderfully made. Human beings created in the image of God as well. There's another aspect of God the Father, not only referring to that part of God that's creative, but we have a creator that does not leave us after creating us, does not abandon us. And the prophet Isaiah proclaimed this and reminded the people of Israel. Many were taken captive, and this is during the Babylonian captivity. They were truly despairing. They had been conquered. They had been enslaved. Isaiah 40. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. That reference to God the Father Almighty. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint, strengthens the powerless. Even youths will faint and be weary. The young will fall exhausted, but those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Why? Because the Creator stays with us to sustain us, to fill us with that heavenly power and energy to be resilient and to rise up no matter what the circumstances. God the Father. We always write Father in that case with a capital F because it is not a projection of earthly fathers onto our God. It is the other way around. It is a reference to his creative acts. Now, we mentioned that part of creation was creating us in the image of God and speaking us forth that way. Theologian Robert Mulholland has a very exciting translation of Ephesians 1:4. God chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world that we should be holy and blameless before God in love. And Professor Mulholland remarks that the word chose is really spoken forth. Again, God's creative activity is that you and I are spoken forth as a word of God. We are to be God's person for others, holy, to have all of the wholeness of health, of spirit, emotion, and mental health, and desires of our Lord Jesus Christ, and blameless, to bring the good news of Jesus, the love and mercy and justice to others. We are spoken forth as a word of God to others. I love that. God's creative activity. And I hope that helps us understand what it means that God the Father has created us in God's image.
Oh.
love that translation of Ephesians. Again, God spoke us forth in Christ that we should be holy and blameless before God in love. God spoke us forth to be a person for others. And God called us, not as individuals, but God called us to community, to be a community that seeks the welfare of others, to liberate, to care for, to support, to undergird, to heal. I want to begin this particular segment with a thanks that you as the covenant people have responded to God's call, to God speaking you to be a people for others. During the season of Easter, we call it Eastertide, 7 weeks after Easter, we had a special mission offering to support 6 missions that are struggling, particularly in the midst of this pandemic and time of unemployment. Broad Street Ministry, Community Volunteers in Medicine, Faith Ministry in Reynosa, People's Pantry, Rise Against Hunger, Sneakers for Soldiers. These are among the 6 that are very close to the Heart of Covenant. There are many others, but these were 6 that were selected by the session and the mission committee to be supported. And your generosity, your giving was amazing during this time. We just received the final number from the collection. Over $25,000 was given Eastertide 2020 towards these 6 missions. Each mission will receive $4,245, each of the 6. Thanks be to God. Thanks for living up to your call of being holy and blameless, bringing the good news of God into our everyday living, no matter what the circumstance. Now, over my lifetime, there have been many people that were words of God to me as an individual growing up on life's journey. And on this Father's Day, I think it's might be worthy of taking time of who are the male figures that God has sent to be a word to you over the course of your lifetime. I think back to my young days when we were running down the streets and the alleys. Most people don't know what an alley is, but the backyards from the streets bordered on a little path in the back. And most of them were paved, and that's where they kept their trash. That's where we kept trash cans. And that's where we rode our bikes all the time. Well, anyway, here we are, probably 11 years old, going through the summer, riding our bikes, nothing going on, and there's Mr. Harley. Mr. Harley had a large property. He owned 3 lots and had hedges and a lot of grass and leaves and things to maintain. And he paid us $1 an hour to mow grass. Now, I got to believe we weren't worth $1 an hour in those days. But he would encourage us as neighborhood kids. He would camp out with us. He was an Eagle Scout. He would cook breakfast while we're working there. He's always had water and snacks for us and breaks along the way. In the fall, when we rake leaves, he gave us time to put them in a big pile in the corner of his property. And we had a stepladder. We'd go up to the top of the stepladder and jump into this huge pile of leaves while he's paying us $1 an hour. Mr. Harley, just an encourager, a supporter. Somebody who I'm sure was also adding a little provision, a little extra money to kids that just didn't have much growing up. I think of other scout leaders and Sunday school teachers. Tom was our 8th grade Sunday school teacher. Now, in those days, they called it junior high, not middle school. And the boys were separated from the girls. And he spent a great deal of time each week. He had his ear close to the ground. And if we were misbehaving, if they were telling the wrong jokes, speaking to diminish someone, he would address it. he particularly taught respect, and that as young men, we were to respect young women. And no one missed a class because he talked straight to us. Now, no nuance, no runaround, it was straight talk. And it was very helpful and very important. He was calling us to higher ground in how we show respect to others in our speech, in our humor, and in our behavior as well. Particularly at a very pivotal time of our life, in the middle of eighth grade. Well, I would encourage you to think of other teachers and coaches, scout leaders, Sunday school teachers, youth leaders, pastors that have played a role in your life. I think of growing up and being married and having kids, and I think of the folks that helped us. Paul Hurley's father, Paul, helped us coach our kids in Little League. Not only teach them baseball, but teach them the joy of playing a team sport and trying to support each other, not be critical if somebody dropped a fly ball or muffed an infield grounder. Encourage, encourage, encourage. I think of my father-in-law, Bill, who was a man of integrity and humility. He was very well respected and held a responsible position within the National Security Agency. We'd be out crabbing on a beautiful spring day, on summer day on the Chester River, and the whistle would blow from the house and we'd have to go in. He'd suit up and have to go to Camp David to talk with the president. That's all we would ever know. He says, we're going out 6 o'clock, we're going crabbing tomorrow. Okay, that was it. A man of humility, but also incredible integrity and honesty. When he passed, there were many people that had worked for the NSA that said he was a mentor and an advocate. He helped them in their careers and he helped them find their best positioning within the organization. There are so many others that have helped over the years. I think of mentors, clergy like Dick Streeter and Bob Young that have given wonderful counsel to me and to my family. I think of others that have played a role at Covenant Church, some of the men, Bill Houck, Judge Houck, who encouraged and always was excited when things happened and always had a good thing to say and was willing to help. Let's go out and serve communion. Let's go out on homebound. Let's go meet people. And he would introduce me to them, and he would just make sure that there were heart-to-heart connections taking place within the church family. There are many people. Look, I could go on, and I'm going to stop because I want you to reflect. I want you to thank God for particularly today, the men, but also the women, certainly, that have played a significant role in your life, that have been God's word, God's person to you, spoken forth to bring you the love and the joy of heaven. To God be the glory.